It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and there is Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari on the Beauforting tap line. David, how are you this afternoon, man?
Cold.
Cold? What are you calling us from outside?
No, I'm actually currently in the cold tub right now.
Oh, okay. That had to feel good on Sunday, not just getting the win over the Dolphins, but the way you guys got the win over the Dolphins. You've expressed your desire to run the ball more and get out and run over some guys in the run game previously here on the Wendy's Big Show, and you got a chance to do just that, leading the way for Aaron Jones on Sunday. That had to feel pretty good, David.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Getting the win is good. We just got to, like I said, stay on this track, start, you know, stacking the successes.
Let's talk about this defensive line for the Dolphins. It looked like they were creating all kinds of havoc up front on you guys. Are they, I would assume, one of the tougher defensive lines to deal with in the league?
What do you mean by creating havoc?
It seemed like they were moving all around and getting some pressure on Rodgers a little bit in that game.
I tend to disagree.
Okay.
They got some good edge guys, but I mean, what we were able to do, running the ball, we created a lot of opportunities. And then, obviously, with that is we were doing a lot of, you know, shot plays and play action and, you know, movements with that, which obviously will, you know, those take time to progress. And then with that, you know, that's where we create, you know, like to extend plays and create opportunities where Aaron will, you know, extend a play and keep it running. So, I guess from that end, that's what it seemed. But other than that, I thought, you know, as a unit, we held our line really well.
What about the running game? Like you talked about, Aaron Jones had huge holes to run through it and took advantage of those holes. Rodgers said something earlier today about how it really kind of hasn't been your guys' deal to run the ball all that much in the red zone, and that maybe that Aaron Jones is starting to go, you guys will run more in the red zone. Has that always been a thing, I guess, with Green Bay? I was trying to rack my brain and think of, you know, has this always been an issue where you guys never really ran the ball a lot inside the opponent 20, or is that something that's mainly come across this year?
You know, funny joke is usually when we get in the red zone, that's usually Rodgers' zone. We want to make sure he throws a touchdown.
Yeah.
But I think the way it's really been is, we create so many opportunities and we can do so much more with throwing it. Now we are so dynamic, having the running backs that we have, specifically Aaron, that we can create more opportunities also on the ground as well to get in the end zone, which is, you know, as this past weekend showed, he had half the touchdowns in that game, which is big.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, here on the Wendy's Big Show, as we do every Tuesday right around this time. Was that a point of emphasis in the game plan going into that game against the Dolphins, was to run the ball a little bit more than you guys have in the past? And is that something that we should expect, or is it going to be based on matchups and what presents itself in a given week and a given opponent?
I think you should always we always have an emphasis going into the week of what we like, but at the end of the day, if something's rolling, you know, Coach McCarthy's going to keep calling it. I think, you know, he saw right away our ability to slash their defense on the ground game and saw Aaron was hot right from the get-go from his first carry. It, you know, made him extremely effective, and I think coaches kept calling his number, and he kept, you know, not only his number, but the offensive line's number, and we were able to just keep producing. So why not give him the ball?
Now you have this short turnaround, and you guys traveling right away today for this Thursday night game in Seattle. It's not like it's in Minnesota, and it's a short flight for you. How crazy is this week for you guys with a short trip to Seattle, a short week for Seattle?
I mean, it's definitely been pretty crazy. Thankfully, we didn't get as many plays as we normally do. We usually shoot for around 70-plus on offense, and we were actually a lot lower than that in this game, so definitely feeling a little bit better. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, absolutely cramped these past couple of days. I mean, I was up this morning at 5 a.m., went to go get some extra work done on my body, go see a chiropractor. So, I mean, I've been up since 5 a.m. rolling, and, you know, I'm still at the office, and I still have to get on a flight and travel.
Yeah, Gary was saying yesterday, Gary Ellerson, who's normally with us when we're talking with you, David, and played running back for the Packers back in the 80s, that physically he wasn't back to normal. He didn't feel himself again after a Sunday afternoon game until the following Friday. How much of a challenge is it physically in terms of just getting your body right and ready for another NFL game within just 3 days?
Yeah, there's always two things that come into play. It's always the mental and physical part. You have a short week mentally to get the game plan in, get your adjustments, and then really feel confident and rep them going into a game. The second thing is obviously physically. And, you know, I think that really battles with, the age of your team. The younger you are, you know, the ability to recover, I think you feel a little bit better, but your mind's going to be swimming more. And as the older guys, you know, the biggest thing is getting your body right for Sunday. I mean, I agree with Gary. I mean, there's times I'm not feeling particularly good till Saturday. You want to finally feel good to go, and then the game's the next day.
So when you have this short week, is there any type of prep done for this Seattle team, even though you're playing the Dolphins the previous week, or is it just a cram session after that game?
I think the coaches get a head start, but obviously not us. I mean, I think they're splitting time. They're splitting up their coaching responsibilities to have the quick turnaround. Probably working on the game plan, obviously, before, the Dolphin game has even started. But I, as players, I mean, obviously, the quickest turnaround is just forgetting about the Dolphin game and immediately jumping right into installs and then recovery.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You look at the Seattle team, and they have been really struggling stopping the run. They've been really struggling stopping jet sweeps and end-arounds and so forth going into this game. Obviously, they're well aware of the fact that they've been struggling with it. But as an offense, you've got to be licking your chops probably a little bit, especially in the offensive line, knowing you can kind of pound them a little bit on the ground, it looks like.
Absolutely. We want to take advantage of that. We'll see come Thursday if that's what we decide to do. And, you know, the biggest thing on road games is to kind of take the energy out of the home team. And that's obviously also the fan base. And we know everyone knows or has an idea of how loud Seattle has. And that's a tribute to them and their fan base. But anytime you can sustain run game and continuously chop away at the defense down by down, you start creating a little bit of a lull, and the energy level in the stadium kind of starts deflating a little bit, and that's really big for road offenses in general.
Yeah, it's demoralizing for your opponent and for the fans in the stadium. It just takes the air out of the team and that 12th man, as they like to call it out there in Seattle, doesn't it, David?
Absolutely.
We've talked with you in previous weeks about some of the stuff that's gone on in your guys' locker room as this season has moved along, and you voiced your displeasure with an anonymous player speaking up about what Ty Montgomery did on that kickoff. And last week, Randall Cobb said going into this game against Miami that there have been times where you guys were losing games before, but this just felt different, and this wasn't fun for you guys, what's transpired so far in this season. Do you feel that it's been different? And if so, how much did that win over Miami cure whatever it was that was ailing you guys going into that week?
You know, to piggyback off of what Randall said, I think every season you have a different vibe. You have a different, you know, nucleus of your team. Of course you're not feeling good. You know, when you're losing, no one's happy, especially, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We live in Titletown. The main trophy that you strive for every year is named after – you know, one of the coaches here that's enshrined in history. So for us, when the success that we've had throughout history, we take it personally when we aren't performing and playing to the standard that we expect to be playing at. So I completely understand and see exactly where he's coming from. And, you know, I think, you know, winning cures everything. So just got to keep winning and that'll cure everything.
Yeah, you hear that, and it sort of becomes cliche because it said so much, David, that winning cures all when we talk about locker room chemistry or whatever might go on, not just in an NFL locker room, but across the world of pro sports. But that really is true. It's not cliche for no reason. It's cliche because that really is the truth, isn't it? That winning cures all when you guys have gone through some of the stuff like what you've gone through this season already.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to complain when you're successful. When things are going your way, why be mad? Or how can you be mad? Now, you know, obviously when adversity hits, you know, things aren't going your way. The whole life isn't fair. You know, that's where you see – I'm taking the context outside of football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not too many people that are particularly pleased with that.
That's David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, and our guest every Tuesday at 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. I know you got a flight to catch to head out to Seattle, David. Safe travels. Good luck Thursday night, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
We appreciate you. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.